Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, January 8th, 2018. A statement released by the FBI reveals new information about the Orlando Pulse shooting, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Norwegian saint. Sudanese bread riots are turning deadly, and the ACLU is representing an American held overseas as an enemy combatant. Fox News reported that newly released FBI documents reveal that Noor Salman, the wife of Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen, knew beforehand that he was going to launch an attack upon the nightclub.
The statement, written by an FBI agent and signed by Noor Salman, states, quote, "I knew on Saturday when Omar left the house about 5 p.m. that this was the time that he was going to do something bad. I knew when he left the house he was going to Orlando to attack the Pulse nightclub."
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Jesus is with you, even when you don't feel his presence. He is never so close to you as he is during your spiritual battles. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Thorfinn. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
St. Thorfinn is one of those saints who was very popular in his time, but about whom not too much is currently known. He was Norwegian, possibly from Trondheim, and it is thought he might have been a Cistercian monk before being named Bishop of Hamar. His episcopacy fell during the reign of King Eric, dubbed Priest-Hater. Needless to say, he did not see eye to eye with the king, especially when the king repudiated an agreement made between a previous king and Archbishop John Raud of Nidaros, an agreement which confirmed clerical privileges, freedom of episcopal elections, and other such concerns. Archbishop Raud and his supporters, Bishop Andres of Oslo and Bishop Thorfinn, were exiled from Norway. Thorfinn, who was said by a fellow monk to have been mild-mannered yet firm-willed, ended up at the Abbey of Ter Dust near Bruges and died there in 1285. Saint Thorfinn, pray for us. France 24 reports that the Sudanese began rioting on Saturday in the southeastern city of Sennar over rising bread prices. Last month, the Sudanese government announced that it was putting a halt to subsidies in its 2018 budget, a highly unpopular decision with inflation at 25% and a shortage of hard currency. The protests spread to Khartoum, Nayala, Jenina, and Al-Damazin. In Al-Damazin, protesters were attacked with tear gas, one student died, and prominent opposition leader Omal al-Daghir was arrested. The government has also attacked free speech, halting the sale of six newspapers whose coverage about subsidy cuts and price hikes were less than favorable. The Washington Times reports that an unidentified American man being held overseas is asking the American Civil Liberties Union to sue the Trump administration for detaining him as an enemy combatant for 4 months, denying him access to a lawyer and the courts. The ACLU agreed to accept him as a client and filed in court on Friday. In a previous similar case from October, in which the ACLU sued Defense Secretary James Mattis, a federal judge ruled against the Pentagon, which was trying to prevent the ACLU from accessing the detained individual, and ordered the government to put the detainee in contact with the ACLU. In this Celestial Musings, last night was the Golden Globes. Do we even care? I certainly didn't. I hear the women wore black to make a statement against sexual harassment. How nice. I suppose now they want us to know they stand for decency. Yeah, they do. I'll believe it when TV and film return to such a quality that we no longer need to atone for its effects any longer. For more news headlines, follow me at my Twitter handle, at Crusade Newscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.